Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 29th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I'm still shook from Thursday. I'm in a permanent state of shookness at this point.
Shookness is a great place to be when you're watching Big Brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday for Big Brother 20. And man, this is like the week of just, I can't even say the week though, because last week it was two nominees who were doing everything they could to get themselves evicted. This week it's multiple people in the house plus one nominee doing everything they can to get themselves evicted. So it's really a bit of a mess.
Yeah, this is the season of messy house guests doing the absolute most, and especially considering feeds were down for 5 hours yesterday for the veto competition, a lot happened.
Like, yes. we started the day out with Rachel talking to Bailey, freaking out. As we know, she was just put on the block as a pawn next to Brett, but she doesn't feel good about it. And the more she thinks about it, the more she's like, I don't know if I did the right thing. Because she part of her blames herself because she at one point said, oh, you should put me up as a wait. No, don't. And Bailey's been using that as justification for having put her up. So she's just really freaking out. She's like, what if JC has a power? He's told me he has a power. I should go read the rule book about whether or not he's allowed to tell me he has a power if he doesn't. And then what if Scotty has a power? And then if I go home? What if the votes don't come in the right way? Like, Bailey.
And Bailey's like, JC told me he doesn't have a power. Like, it's going to be fine. Rachel's like, I'm just worried about like being up against someone who has a power. I'm just worried about the powers. Like, I would have argued differently if I thought about who I'd be going up on the block against. And it's like, well, why didn't you think about who you'd be going up on the block against? Like, and what are you doing?
Yeah. And really what Bailey says to her is like, if I had realized that you were going to freak out this much, I wouldn't have put you on the block. Like she like pretended to be calm about this until she was actually on the block. If she had been a little more like, no, do not do this to me, I will freak out, then I think Bailey would have been a little more hesitant, because JC essentially did that exact thing, and she didn't put him up.
Yeah, well, exactly. And she's like, I didn't know you were going to go into a downward spiral at any like little thing that could go wrong. Like, I gave you my game on a platter. You're being so selfish to only think about yourself. Like, I gave you my game. It's like, well, that was also stupid. Like, why are you bringing it up? Like, stop bringing it up. Maybe she'll forget about it. Like,
yeah. She's like, I gave you everything. I told you about my power. And you're only thinking about yourself, person that I just put on the block and might go home because of that. Why would you only think about yourself in this situation, person? Huh?
Yeah. Well, obviously, everyone knows that Big Brother is not a selfish game. It's not a zero-sum game. Everyone can win, right? That's how Bailey's talking anyways.
Yes. this week, we saw Bailey, who was in a great spot. She won HOH. She told somebody about her power. It's like, what are you doing, Bailey? This is ridiculous. And we see Rachel, who, you know, she definitely had some potential. We're going to see her completely implode as well over the course of the day. The veto players are picked. We're going to get Bailey, Rachel, Brett, and then Tyler, JC, and Sam will be playing as well in the veto. Yes. Brett picked Tyler as the house guest choice. So Tyler will be playing. He talks to Casey. He says, if I win, I'm putting that whole Scotty plan into motion. You might remember from yesterday, I told you, Tyler had this crazy plan to say to Bailey that he's really close with Scotty. And then if he wins the veto and uses it, then hopefully she'll put Scotty up on the block in retaliation. And I was like, I can't tell if this is a real plan or not. We do kind of find out later that it's not. But it is still a plan that he is going to go through the motions with. And I didn't expect him to actually go through with it.
No, absolutely not. And Casey's like, are you going to try and win? And Tyler's like, I'm going to go through with the Scotty plan. It's like, why? Like, just answer the question. Are you going to try to win or are you not going to try to win? And the answer should be, no, I'm not going to try to win this veto because I have no business winning this veto. Just don't talk about your stupid Scotty plan because it's not smart. It's not going to work.
Like I said yesterday, Tyler should not win this veto. And I was saying he has no reason to, but I've come to not trust his strategic decisions. So we'll see what happens. And we will see what happens. There's just a couple more conversations before the veto. For sure. Bailey and Angela have a quick conversation. Bailey's really annoyed about Rachel and everything that she's doing. She feels like she can't trust her moving forward long term in this game. She doesn't know if she can work with her anymore. Angela and Casey also talk then because Bailey had conversations with both of them about how Bailey is now, kind of out on Rachel. And she also told them that Rachel threw out everyone's name when she had the conversation with her, trying to avoid being nominated as a pawn. Essentially, Rachel's stock is just already plummeting here.
Yeah, and the conversation starts to turn to like, man, if Rachel's gonna be like this, like maybe she's a liability. Maybe we don't even want to keep her around anymore because we can't handle someone who's gonna throw us under the bus and gonna freak out. I'm trying to look. Rachel at one point's like, Bailey thinks I should just be okay with this because you told me about the power. And it's like, everyone's stupid in this situation.
Yeah. So then we do in fact go and play the veto for about 5 hours. And feeds come back and Tyler has won the veto. I don't know what he was doing. So he says to level six that he was worried that he was going to be backdoored. And that's one of the that's essentially why he, like, if we're trying to find out, like, why did he win this veto? This may or may not be true. I don't know if he's lying to them in order to try and justify the win and justify some kind of like reason why he might not use the veto, or if it's genuine and that he feels like maybe he would have been nominated, which kind of makes sense given the fact that it makes no sense that Bailey wouldn't nominate him. It's almost like he didn't trust that he actually had succeeded with Bailey. And so he felt like he needed to win. But again, I don't know if that's true. We'll maybe see in the episodes whether or not he actually felt worried about a backdoor, or if he just felt like I don't know, that he wanted to win. I honestly it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's really tough, and it's the thing where it's like, obviously nobody should ever get a week off in Big Brother, because they're like, we're gonna give Tyler a week off, he needs time to recover, he's just a broken baby bird. And then he responded to that by like, he didn't trust it and he totally freaked out, won the veto. And it's like, like, he's talking to JC and he's like, yeah, I was really worried I was going to get backdoored. And JC's like, are you crazy? She wants Brett to go. Like, what are you talking about?
Yes. So he says, all right, now I've won the veto, I'm going to put into motion this Scotty is my best friend plan. And we're going to go do this. And I was at this point like, this is so ridiculous. But then I remembered that, like, almost every other plan Tyler has come up with has been so ridiculous and has also worked. So I was like, I'll give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt here, because if this ends up working somehow, I don't want to be taken completely by surprise like I have been the last like three times. Because he's such a weird player. So Tyler goes to Bailey And Bailey tells him she does not want him to use the veto. She's like, I don't win the, I'm so happy that you won. So we had this conversation before. You're not going to use it. It's going to be great. I feel really great about you, Tyler. I'd love to move forward with you. I love that you haven't been corrupted this week. She's got all sorts of ideas. Bailey as HOH, you should just kind of know, just spews stuff out, like just constantly gives her just take on things all the time and gives out tons of information, which is why she told Rachel about her power. And so she is just kind of like, here's what I'm thinking. Like, I need you in this game and blah, 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 blah. And just talking all kinds of things.
Yeah, she's like, we are going to need each other soon because Fessy trusts Haley more than me. Haley's also best friends with Rockstar. Fessy and JC have their bromance. Like, I'm not Brett, but I can help you. We can work together. And it's like, is she setting a record for HOH to give more information than they receive? Honestly, like, what is she doing?
Yes. So Tyler, the most important part of this conversation, you wouldn't think it's important, but it will become important later on. So hear me out. Tyler is talking about, he's trying to get a feel for like what Bailey might do. And he's saying, so I'm not going to use the veto, obviously, but like, say, what if, say, somebody uses a power, like, say, on Brett or something along those lines? Is Angela the person you would nominate? And Bailey says, yeah. And he's like, okay. And then he goes on to say, in this house, I just feel like Scotty is the only person I can rely on. And it's really funny to watch this because from our perspective, knowing about this silly plan, it seems so forced and unnatural and weird for him to be saying this. But in real time, Bailey does not suspect a thing. She's like, oh, wonderful. That's so great to hear. I'm so happy that you feel good about Scotty and that you're not going to use the veto. And like, everything's working out, guys. This is so great. She's just like, okay, that's awesome. Hopefully you'll win the next HOH and then Scotty will win and like, we'll all be good. And Tyler's like, oh man, this might have worked too well. We'll see how this goes. But Bailey's just very happy. She's very happy that Tyler feels good about Scotty because she feels like Scotty, she feels like she has some pull over Scotty. And she feels like if Tyler is attached to Scotty, that means he's not attached to people like Brett and the other women, and that means he's pliable for her. She feels like she has Tyler right where she wants him.
Yeah, for sure. And then she goes to Scotty and is like, yeah, Tyler said he feels really good about you. He feels like he can trust you. Like, and Scotty's like, yeah, I want Tyler to stay. Yeah. And Billy's like, yeah, I'm good with Tyler too. And it's like, what is happening? Why is this happening?
Yes. Well, but before the conversation finishes with Bailey and Tyler, they do talk about how, she's kind of wondering like who Tyler would prefer to see go. And he's like, I believe Scotty that he wasn't the hinky vote. I think it was Rachel. I think Rachel was trying to frame either me or Scotty. And I kind of want Rachel to go over Brett, to be honest. And Bailey's like, I honestly don't care who leaves at this point. So essentially giving him permission to vote against Rachel, which is potentially going to be important later on. But yes, then Scotty comes up and has a conversation with Bailey where she's like, hey, I feel great about this guy. Tyler just said he trusts you a lot and that you're like really close. And he's like, yeah, I did have a conversation with him the other day. Like, yeah, that's awesome. That's great. And he's like, I was just talking to Rockstar because he was just talking to Rockstar. And they were talking about who they would put up. And he told Rockstar he'd nominate Angela and Rachel. And Rockstar told him she'd put up Sam and Tyler. Then he was like, but wouldn't you want to backdoor Tyler? Because if he's going to win the veto. And she's like, oh, yes, yes, yes. I want a backdoor, Tyler. So so Scotty says, you know, Rockstar was talking about backdooring Tyler. And they were like, oh, yeah, we want Tyler to stay in this game as long as possible. That's our stance. And we're going to try and keep him in the house if possible. Meanwhile, Tyler is trying to hoodwink Bailey into backdooring Scotty. So here's another important part of this conversation. She talks to Scotty about, you know, they're talking about like, well, who's going to leave? And Bailey's like, I honestly don't care. And Scotty's like, well, we probably want to see Brett leave, right? And Bailey's talking about how, actually, let me tell you something about Rachel. She was pushing really hard for you to be the replacement nominee. And Scotty is finally going to learn that Rachel has it out for him. He's like, oh, wait, I didn't realize. And she's like, yeah, you and Rachel have this like secret hatred thing going on. He's like, really? Did not know that. So he is finally sort of aware of this, and they're talking about who should leave, where the votes would stand. She mentions that she thinks that Tyler will vote to keep Brett, but that's fine. And most importantly, she thinks that, you know, when Tyler was talking to her about who she might replace, he mentioned Angela. And she's like, he probably said Angela because he would prefer for another girl to go up on the block so that Brett would be safe. And Scotty kind of just like agrees, like, yeah, that's probably true. And this is an important step in the path to madness. And I guess I'll try to explain it once we get there. But this conversation, again, Bailey is very happy about Tyler winning and not using it. She feels like Tyler is going to be a great asset to her moving forward. And the fact that he's going to work with Scotty is really good for her. She feels like you keep Tyler good and we're all going to be good and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's all just going to work out. It's crazy. And it's also like, where else have we heard where the HOH is like, I don't care who goes home. Like they never are able to hold on to that idea. Like, okay, my power's over. You guys do the vote. They want to, you know, maintain that as long as possible and have like the decision, even though it's not really theirs anymore. The other thing from that conversation that could end up being important later is where they're talking about the other house guests and they decide, you know what? Angela's the sneakiest person in this house. I think that that's something that, will matter later on.
Yeah. It definitely Scotty, and Bailey talk about how Angela is very sketchy. Bailey does kind of defend her a little bit like, yeah, but she never talks to those other people. So it's like, you know where she stands. It's not like she's not like she can do much. But they do find her very sketchy. They find her dangerous. And that's definitely important to know. Scotty does mention that, for as much as Tyler trusts him, he is loyal to the five. That's where his allegiance lies. They will try to keep Tyler around as long as possible, but his allegiance is to the five, and the five is Haley, Fessy, Rockstar, Bailey, and Scotty. He thinks he's in an alliance with them, some kind of grouping. Really, the major benefactors, I keep saying that, the major people that benefit from this whole situation, are Haley and Fessy, and to some extent Rockstar, but mostly Haley and Fessy because, they get to sit back while Bailey makes a huge target of herself. Scotty remains a big target. Rockstar keeps running her mouth. They are going to be untouched, in this group of people. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, all this stuff going on.
Yeah, it's honestly, we thought that this season would be boring after Caitlin went, but it's like she left an excitement vacuum behind, and now everyone's just rushing to fill that space for us.
Yeah, it's like she left a void of bad decisions, and everyone's like, whoa, I gotta fill that one. I have
to make a bad decision. Cool.
We saw how popular Caitlin was leaving the house.
Yikes.
All right. So then Rachel has a conversation with Bailey, and this is where things are going to start to pop off. She wants to know what Tyler is doing. First of all, she was talking to Casey earlier, and she's still freaking out from earlier today. She's like, Bailey's mad at me. I can't believe this. Like, what's going to happen if Bailey's mad at me? What if she changes her mind and she wants, whoever to stay? But then what if Tyler uses the veto on Brett and then Scotty goes up or JC goes up and they have a power and then I go home? Like, if I go home because of this, because I like accidentally said that I was okay with going, I'm going to find that very, very hard to accept. The week before jury, like, she's a big fan of the show. Remember, she is freaking out. This is the Joel syndrome. Like, this is like you were doing really well until you faced adversity and then you completely lost it and imploded. And this is what's happening to Rachel, and she's really freaking out that she might lose the game and be sent home in this spot when she really there's not a lot of scenarios where that's likely to happen if she just stays quiet, but she can't stay quiet and she's just going to be like freaking out. So that's sort of like her mental state before she goes and talks to Bailey.
Yeah, she just keeps putting her foot in her mouth, and she knows she's putting her foot in her mouth, but she cannot stop doing it. It just keeps happening.
Yes. So she goes up to Bailey. She wants to know, like, what's Tyler doing with the veto? Bailey says, don't worry, he's not using it. Here's something, though. Tyler did talk to me, and he said basically the only way he would use the veto is if Angela went up on the block next to you. And Rachel is like, what?
Like, why would he say that?
Wait, what? Excuse me? And Bailey's, oh, yeah. Bailey's like surprised that she's having this reaction. She's like, yeah, I guess you just never know people sometimes. And and Rachel's like, oh my God, that's why would he do that? Oh my God. So he's like, that's not good. And Bailey's like, yeah. And he also talked about how like he really feels good about Scotty. And she's like, Scotty, what? He's working with Scotty? Oh my God. Like, what's happening right now? Like, this is not good. This is not good. And so basically, Rachel is completely buying this. And she's like, okay, so what are you going to do then? What happens if he uses the veto on Brett? And Bailey's like, well, don't worry. I'm not going to put another guy on the block. I'm not going to put another girl on the block. It's going to be a guy. Obviously, it's not going to be Fessy. This means it's going to be either Scotty or JC that Bailey uses as a replacement. And she then says, like, you know, it would probably be Scotty, maybe JC. And it's at this point that you kind of realize, wait a minute, Tyler's plan is actually maybe working. Wait, what?
It's like, why is this working?
It's possible that the Tyler's plan may have worked. It's actually starting to work a little bit. But don't worry if just in case you were afraid that this ridiculous plan might have some effectiveness, it's going to be shut down by all this Rachel madness, believing what Bailey is telling her. And so here's where I'm going to try to trace this back, because people were wondering, like, why is Bailey saying this? She's just coming up with a random lie. I do not believe that this is a, you know, BB Can 6 Kayla moment where she's just blindly lying. I believe that Bailey had the conversation with Tyler that we talked about, and Tyler asked her, are you going to nominate Angela if Brett is saved from the block? And she said yes. And then when she was talking to Scotty, that kind of in her mind turned into, okay, well, Tyler was talking about Angela being on the block and Brett being saved. That, and then she discussed with Scotty, that probably means that he would like to see a girl go up and for Brett to be safe. That's probably what Tyler wants. And Scotty was like, yeah, definitely. That's what's happening. And so in her mind, it kind of solidified, like, okay, Tyler wants Angela up on the block. And so, cause he wants Brett to be safe and he wants a girl to go home. And so then, like, she kind of, forgot the original context of what was happening. And in her mind, it had already shifted because she jumped to some conclusions. And so when she's telling Rachel that Tyler said he would only do this if Angela went on the block, I think she believes she's telling the truth. I think that, like, in her head, she like was like, that's definitely what he meant. And then it turned into what she thought he said in the moment. And so this is her just kind of, you know, saying to Rachel, like, Tyler wanted Angela up on the block. And like, maybe she just feels that Tyler actually felt that way. And she's just kind of exaggerating the details in order to make it fit her story. But something along those lines, I do not believe that she is intentionally trying to just make something up out of complete nothingness.
No, I think she's just trying to fill in the blanks of what she actually experienced, or she's confused. Like, honestly, it's been 39 days. Their brains are probably complete mush at this point. It's probably not hard to get those little false facts to ring true for other people.
Yeah. And also because, like, if Bailey was trying to make this up out of nothing, then, you know, it wouldn't have lined up with exactly the conversation that she had, right? Like, yep. Tyler did say Angela's name. You know, if she was making this up, then, you know, she would have used anybody's name. You know, it might have been Casey, you know what I mean? Yep. So like I said, she also talked about this with Scotty. She genuinely believed when she was talking to Scotty that Tyler was trying to get Angela up on the block after she kind of came to the conclusions. So no, I don't think Bailey is that dumb that she would just completely make this up and get herself caught in this way, which Tyler and Angela later will also not believe. But that's just going to get Rachel in more trouble for being dumb enough to believe it. So Rachel is now convinced that that Tyler's plan worked and that Bailey is now going to put Scotty on the block. But B, she doesn't want that to happen because she doesn't trust Tyler to vote Scotty out, and she thinks that she might be the one voted out in that situation. And
cats are having a royal rumble. Enough, cut it out.
So your cats are I unfortunately don't have a Rachel impression at the moment, and your cats are trying to make up for that by getting a Rachel impression in. That's basically exactly how Rachel responded when she was told about all of this stuff, and the cats also apparently just cut out Kirsten's feed, so I'm gonna have to continue alone until she returns. So Rachel is losing her mind. She is completely just like, oh my God, Tyler is turning on me. This whole situation is terrible. I'm going to go home. I'm freaking out. Meanwhile, Tyler is talking to Brett saying, like, okay, here's the plan. I need you to, or I'm going to, like, accidentally, quote unquote, accidentally leak to Bailey that me, you, and Scotty are like a secret trio, and then that will again like convince her. When I shock her and use the veto, she'll put up Scotty, thinking like, oh my God, Tyler and Scotty were in on this. I need to put Scotty up on the block. And like, it's at this point that it's like this really could actually work, which is utterly ridiculous. But Tyler, so Tyler's doing this. He's telling Brett, like, you need to, like hang out with Scotty a little more, like try and get this perception going, get people to believe that this is actually a thing that could happen. And this, of course, is just going to freak Rachel out even more, because Rachel is now under the assumption that Tyler has a secret alliance with Scotty and is trying to turn on level six and get Angela up on the block. And Kirsten is finally back, just like Hi. Angela, who briefly believed this nonsense as well and then kind of came to her senses. And Kirsten is back from the depths Hi. Of blackness. How are you doing?
My cats hit my power bar, so I'm a little bit concerned about them. They're not done. They're getting really aggressive.
Oh my.
It's like Bailey's HOH week over here.
It really is. So Rachel is freaking out. She's going to run down to Angela and she's going to say to Angela, Tyler betrayed us. Tyler's a snake. That this guy, he's turned on us. He's trying to get you on the block. I can't believe him. He's secretly working with Scotty, and he knows that if he uses the veto, that Bailey will put Scotty up as the replacement. So he's trying to get her to put up Angela. But if he doesn't, then he's not going to use the veto, or he is going to use the veto. And either way, I'm going to be screwed. And either way, he's a snake. And at first, Angela's like, yeah, that makes sense. Tyler's a snake. That's we figured it out. This Tyler must have turned on us. And then they go to Casey and they tell Casey everything. And Casey's like, that does not make sense. That does not make sense at all. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. And people in the chat, you are pointing out like, why didn't she know about this plan? Why didn't they know about, they did know about the plan. They just like, I don't know, forgot about it. Like both Angela and Rachel knew about this plan. They had been informed. Rachel just like just lost her mind. Angela, I think, just forgot about it in the heat of like Rachel being so adamant. But Rachel was like, I believe her. Well, she told me about her power. This, why would she lie to me? Why would she tell me about her power unless she trusts me and like is going to tell me the truth? It's again a situation where it's like, why would Bailey do this thing? It doesn't make any sense unless she actually trusts me. Well, no, she was kind of, you know, lost her mind in that moment. There's no logical reason why she told you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's the thing too, where it's like, really, if somebody tells you the truth one time, that does not mean that they're going to tell you the truth every single time for the rest of time. Like it just, she's freaking, like, is there a gas leak in the have not room? I'm so confused as to why Rachel is losing it.
Yeah. It's absurd. And, so they do bring it to Casey. Casey's like, that doesn't make any sense. Angela is starting to be like, wait, yeah, maybe it doesn't make sense. Rachel is so adamant. She's like, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. And so Casey is like, let me go talk to Tyler. Rachel's, do not talk to Tyler. You do not talk to Tyler. Casey does ask Tyler like what went on. Tyler says, here's what happened. I was talking to Bailey. I was using my Scotty is my best friend plan. And I asked her who she would put up. She said Angela. And so, you know, so on and so forth. So then Casey brings this back to the girls and she's like, hey, Tyler says that Bailey told him that she would put Angela up on the block, which does make sense. She was trying to scare him into not using the veto. And they were like, and Rachel was like, no, I believe Bailey. And Angela was like, I don't believe either of them. I don't trust either of them right now. They're saying different things. This is freaking me out. And they're back to freaking out. And they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is what's going on. And they have to go back to Tyler like multiple times. Like, what did she say? What did you say? What exactly happened? And Tyler's like, stop. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is what happened. I don't know. What are you guys doing? And Casey's like, seriously, we need to tell Tyler about this. And Rachel, do not tell Tyler, please.
I really liked when Casey's like, well, maybe Bailey was threatening to put up Angela to scare Tyler. And Rachel's like, maybe. And then like 2 minutes later, she's like, no, don't trust Tyler. You can't talk to Tyler. It's manic. It's really a lot.
She's literally talking in circles where it's like, so Tyler's plan is to use the veto and then get Scotty up on the block and then he'll vote to keep Scotty and vote me out. Ah, no, but wait, no. What'll happen is he won't use the veto and then he'll vote me out because if he doesn't use the veto, that'll show his true colors. Then if he does use the veto, that'll show his true colors. He's trying to get me out. Like, she's lost her mind.
Yeah. She's like, it'll be very telling if he doesn't use the veto. And then she's like, he had better not use the veto.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, and I also think through this whole thing, it's a really good example of Casey just cleaning up Tyler's mess. Because she, like, even though it didn't fully work because Rachel's nuts, Casey's like, I don't find that to be true. Like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Just, like, so calm and rational in the face of this just cloud of chaotic thinking. I don't even know. It's nuts.
Well, I mean, yeah, like this, Ada in the chat just says level 6 is pulling a Faute. That's what's happening. Yeah. And like, luckily for level 6, you know, Tyler and Brett and Casey are all like rational people. And, you know, Angela, who gets excited by Rachel, or Rachel, who's freaking out, like it's they're not the majority of the alliance. They definitely made a poor decision last week, but they did it in a somewhat rational way. This whole thing was just really messy. Tyler swears on his life to Casey. Casey does tell Tyler, like, Rachel heard this from Bailey, and she thinks that you've turned on her, and he's like, that's so dumb. And she's like, yeah. And he swears on his life, this is what happened. I asked Bailey if a power was used on Brett, would you put up Angela? She said yes. And Casey believes him. She yeah. goes to Angela and Rachel again. They're trying to talk it through yet again. And they're like, Angela's like, let's just figure this out. And yeah. Angela at this point finally realizes, wait a minute, it doesn't make any sense what Bailey said. Because she said that she told Tyler not to use the veto. And then in response to that, Tyler says, the only way I'd use the veto is if you nominate Angela. That doesn't, those series of events don't make any sense. And Rachel's like, no, it does make sense.
How does this not add up?
Yeah.
Like this can't blow up. I could go home. Like, and Angela's like, put it together at least. So.
Yes. So they finally come around on this. Tyler then has a conversation with Angela. Angela also lets Tyler know Rachel's freaking out because Bailey told her this. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but this is what's happening. And Tyler's like, what is she doing? Like, why would I do that? That makes no sense. And they agree. She probably lied. She probably lied about Bailey saying this. Just because she's freaking out, because they don't believe that Bailey would be stupid enough to make this lie up. And so they think that Rachel is doing this, and they get to the point where they're in a very similar situation to the last time Brett was on the block against one of their alliance members. And they're like, you know, at least Brett is reliable. Like, at least Brett doesn't freak out on us. He's like, Rachel's a wild card. Yeah. I feel like maybe we need to get Rachel out of this game. And Tyler, who wanted this to happen in the first place, is like, this worked out. Like, Angela is coming to me about taking Rachel out of the game and keeping Brett. Yeah. This is fantastic. And so Tyler says, as of right now, he plans on not using the veto. He doesn't want to risk Angela going up on the block. And so, Tyler's plans that seem ridiculous, and this ends up like these like random series of events and misunderstandings ends up in this massive blow up where it looks like Tyler might be in trouble, but then ends up exactly where he wanted it to be in the first place. And it's like, what just happens?
It's honestly, this whole season is so confusing in the best way possible. Like, I feel like we've waited so long for a season that's just quite like this, and it's so entertaining to watch every day. But it's like, how do we get to the point where Angela's like, yeah, I'm freaking out. Rachel's lying to me. Like, I can't trust her. It's like, you guys have been number ones forever. It just shows the power of just staying calm in the Big Brother house. Like,
yeah.
If you can just stay even as much as possible and be steady, you're going to be okay. Like, Brett has been on the block, you know, twice now. He stays for the most part calm, and it tends to work out, you know, knock on wood. Casey is so calm and steady and rational, and she's never even been like discussed as an actual option. It's just like, take a seat, take a deep breath. Maybe meditate a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy. And, it's between this whole Scotty plan. Like, I genuinely think that, if Brett hung out with Scotty all day, and Tyler kept pushing, like, I'm in this with Scotty. And then Tyler surprised Bailey by using the veto, and she didn't have a plan. I genuinely think she might just throw Scotty up there. I think that plan might have actually worked, but Tyler doesn't have to do that anymore because he can just get rid of Rachel, who's a clear wild card. And especially now that this Scotty plan has turned out to actually make Scotty trust him a little more and Bailey trust him a little more. And Tyler talked to Casey and he was like, really, the whole plan, like the entire point of the plan was just to make it look like I was doing something so that, you know, Brett and Rachel didn't get pissed at me for not using the veto, because obviously I'm not going to use the veto.
Is Tyler going to just stumble into a trio with Brett and Scotty now? Like, is that just going to be a real alliance? It could be.
Right. Like that's exactly like, it's again, it's like, it's like, he's like, it seems like he's just walking backwards into these things. But it's because of like, just they like him so much, like, you know, like Bailey loves Tyler, and you know, Scotty, for as much as he finds Tyler sketchy, seems to just like him as well, and like wants him to be around. And again, it's the opposite of Vanessa. Like, I could predict everything Vanessa would do because it was always the exact right thing to do. And now I'm like, this is what Tyler should be doing. And it seems like he's going to do the opposite, but it's still going to work somehow. And it's like, with Vanessa, it was like, this is what she should be doing, but she's going to destroy it with her terrible social game. But no, it's the positioning was so good that it still worked out. It's just, it's ridiculous. And it's very fascinating to watch.
Yeah, it's nice to see that Big Brother is such an interesting game that you can, you know, you can do everything right and lose. You can do everything right and win. You can do everything wrong and win. You could do everything wrong and lose. Like, it's, there's so many aspects to it that this is just, it's so fun to watch.
Yes. Yes. Very, very fun to watch. And you know, there were conversations with Rockstar and Bailey, you know, later in the night, talking about Rockstar wanting to backdoor Tyler, and Bailey kind of sticking up for Tyler and being like, yeah, you know, I feel like it's probably a good idea to keep Tyler around a little bit. Like, he's a big target, you know, like things are gonna like work out. I believe there was a comment like, if Tyler stays in this game, he's gonna win. And Baylor's like, you're gonna be in the jury, don't vote for him. Like you don't have to vote for the guy. She genuinely wants Tyler in this game.
Yeah, it's so, but also it's just like the audacity to sit there and be like, well, you're going to be voting, so just don't vote for him. Like, actually, no. Like, are you already trying to tell people how to vote? You cannot do this. This is not going to work out. I also found it really interesting how Rockstar is like, yeah, I would nominate Scotty and Sam, and I'd want to backdoor Tyler. But then, like, a few minutes later, she's like, yeah, I would like a Fessy or a Scotty HOH so that they can target some of the women that we can't target because of the Girls Alliance. It's, like, so scattered.
Yeah. So just to briefly try to look at the vote here, you know, Rachel and Angela have had a very good relationship for a long time. Angela has at this point turned on Rachel. Casey may be turning on Rachel, but it may not stick. Tyler does still have a lot of work to do if he really wants to make sure that Brett stays. One of the reasons why is because obviously they do have a good relationship with Rachel. All I think it really takes is for Rachel to go, guys, I'm sorry. I was freaking out so much. I really apologize. You know, I love you. You know, we're in this women's thing, so on and so forth. And I think they'd probably turn back around. And then also, Bailey or Casey and Angela obviously don't want to piss Bailey off. They don't want to, you know, go against her wishes. So that's going to be another obstacle in trying to get Brett to stay. So those two votes, I do believe, are up in the air. But if we eliminate those two votes and we look at the rest of the votes, you know, let's try and see what this might look like. So,
yeah,
obviously Haley, Rockstar, and Fessy are all going to vote Brett out of the house as of right now, because again, Bailey might be convinced one way or another as well. If they, you know, the point is, I think really ultimately, you know, this is going to come down to Angela, Casey, and Bailey, and they're going to have a conversation. They're going to decide. But if Tyler wanted to try to force his hand against Bailey and turn Angela and Casey against Bailey, or at least do something that went against Bailey's wishes, I think it would be Tyler, Angela, Casey, JC, and who am I missing?
Sorry, I'm like, Tyler, Angela, Casey, JC.
They'd need Sam, I think.
Yeah, Sam for sure.
And that's all they need. They need five. Yeah. It would be five to four. So they would need Sam if they wanted to force Bailey's hand and go against Bailey and Faute and you know, then Scotty, Haley, Fessy, and Rockstar all voted to evict Brett. Then it could be 5-4 depending on what Sam does. Tyler did ask Sam earlier in the day, who would you want to stay between the two of them? And mm-hmm. Sam said, I'm not saying.
Yeah, she's like, I know, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, she's well, I think she's like, I'm not sure, but I'm not saying. Like, I'm not going to tell you either way. So Sam could theoretically end up as a swing vote here. But like I said, I think that if Casey and Angela decided they wanted Rachel out, they would probably go to Bailey and try to convince her that was the right thing to do. And then if they got Bailey on board, then they would go through with it. And if Bailey was on board, Scotty would follow along. Scotty, I think, would be fine with evicting Rachel, especially now that he knows that Rachel is coming after him. And then, Bailey might have some trouble convincing people like Rockstar. But I think she wouldn't. She doesn't like Rockstar that much. I don't think she would care about what Rockstar has to say. And then if Angela and Casey don't successfully convince Bailey to flip, then they probably won't. I don't think they will try to force their hand as of right now. That would be it would take a lot of work for Tyler to get them to actively work against Bailey in that spot, especially if they have to rely on Sam. So there's definitely going to be some intrigue with this vote. And we'll probably see what happens today with all of this, to see if this sort of like anti-Rachel sentiment has stuck. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, and I also don't think it would be hard to convince Bailey about Rachel at this point, because Rachel has been so nuts. And then it's also removing someone that Bailey told about her power. And if they could blindside her, possibly, that it's good to get that out of the house.
Yeah. And like I said, Bailey has basically mentioned, like, when she was talking to Scotty, she was talking about, can we get the votes to evict Rachel? And then they realized, like, wait a minute, who do we want to be evict, though? Probably Brett, right? It's totally possible that that she decides she wants Bailey out. Somebody brought up something. Deborah in the chat points out a good point as well, that Fessy might have some incentive to vote Rachel out as well because of the Women's Alliance thing. So he might push in that direction a little bit. Also with JC in his ear, that might be a part of that. Nikki wants to know, is there any chance that Tyler changes his mind to use the veto today? I don't think so. One conversation that I did leave out was Tyler talking to JC, and JC said, don't use the veto. She is not going to put Scotty up, I promise you. And Tyler doesn't want to use the veto because it would blow up his spot. And if he did, he'd need to be completely 100% sure that she would put up Scotty, and with at least a couple of different people telling him that Scotty would not be the replacement, he is not going to take the risk. Like I said, I think it could theoretically work if in the moment she is surprised and she knows that she thinks back, like, what did Tyler tell me? He told me Scotty, he told me Brett, like, these people are all working together. I think there's Jeff definitely, and then Fessy, like, don't you put up JC? Like, I could see her putting Scotty up in the moment, but Tyler does not want to risk it. And he does. And really, I think more than anything, he doesn't want to ruin his relationship with Bailey or the other side of the house or anything like that. Because for sure, that relationship is very useful to him. So I don't expect Tyler to use the veto unless something major changes. And I don't expect anything major to change.
But we've been expecting that for weeks, and it has. So, like, I would say there's maybe like a 4% chance that it happens.
Yes.
Like, we'll see.
All right. Well, anything else you wanted to bring up, Kirsten?
The only thing we haven't talked about is the Brett and Fessy convo from like the very early hours this morning. They're talking about Brett's like, if I go home, it's going to be 4 men and 7 women. Like, it's the Man Eaters Alliance. And Fessy's like, if the girls are going to be like that, the next 2 HOHs will only put up women. Just like completely disregarding the idea that with a 7-4 advantage, the women might win the HOHs. Like,
Yeah, you think? Like this women's alliance has basically been a joke from the start. Like, you know, nobody is actually loyal to it, but it's because it's like influenced how they want to, like, because there still are two sides of the house, but the women have basically come together and said, like, let's agree to target the men of both sides. So, but then the men in retaliation are now going to say, well, if they're only going to target the men, then we can only target the women. And, ultimately, this is theoretically going to favor the women just because the women have more numbers. But it will really just depend on who wins the HOH. This should be good for the women, as long as they can win the competitions. We'll see about that as well.
Yeah, like, is this the season where the all-girls thing works out, but it's totally on accident?
Exactly.
Because that's fun. I like that.
Because it's not an actual alliance. It's just kind of like women agreeing to not target other women and target the men instead.
What a wonderful feeling this is, you know?
And we're saying this right after we talked about how the women are probably going to try and turn on Rachel this week.
Well, if Rachel could just take a deep breath, like, she could save this. Like, she's just so excited and not excited, you know what I mean? But like, she's just losing it. It's like, just calm down, please. Like, and then obviously they had alcohol last night as well, which did not help matters. So I don't know, maybe they'll be hungover and slow today and she can like use that to her advantage. I don't know.
Yeah. There's so many people doing so many ridiculous things. Between Bailey this week, who has just completely crashed her game to many extents, between Rachel just completely losing her mind, Tyler continuing to make silly strategic decisions like winning the veto in the first place, Tyler at least has this social game to back him up, but like, still, just what are you doing with these decisions? These people are just crazy. They just lose their minds in this house.
Well, I also just think like Tyler in his life is probably so used to just getting what he wants. Like, he bats his eyes at people and he just gets what he wants. And so it keeps happening also in the Big Brother house. Like, he's like, this is just normal. Things work out for me.
I don't know. He's talked about how he's had a lot of struggles in his life, but
yeah, everyone talks about how they have struggles in their life. Everyone has struggles, but things do seem to be working out.
Right. But these are not like, oh, my family got robbed in a bank robbery struggles.
Okay, fine. They're like real things. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. I forgot about the bank vault. Like, what?
Is RJ in the chat wants to know, Kirsten, is that you, Rockstar? Is that you?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. All of the things. The Social Strategy Sundays are going to be today. Lita is back from Europe, so she will be joining us. I'm also in communication with Bruno from Big Brother Canada. He may be joining us today. So keep on the lookout for that. Taryn Armstrong on Twitch. Of course, the episode Big Brother 20 will be on tonight at around 8 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll be live to recap that after the episode. Tomorrow, you'll get Summer of Stein. Tuesday, you'll get the roundtable. Lots of fun stuff headed your way. So thanks again for joining us. I'll see you next time.